Chapter 49. Do you mean, apostrophe returned the little creature, with a flush suffusing her face, bad for your backs and your legs? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, 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 apostrophe, said Eugene, shocked to do him justice at the thought of trifling with her infirmity. Bad for business, bad for business. If we all set to work, as soon as we could use our hands, it would be all over with the doll's dressmakers. Apostrophe, there's something in that, apostrophe, replied Miss Wren. You have a sort of an idea in your noddle sometimes. Apostrophe then, in a changed tone, talking of ideas, my Lizzie, apostrophe, they were sitting side by side as they had sat at first. I wonder how it happens that when I am working here, all alone in the summertime, I smell flowers. Apostrophe, as a commonplace individual, I should say, apostrophe, Eugene suggested languidly, for he was growing weary of the person of the house, that you smell flowers, because you do smell flowers. Apostrophe, no I don't, apostrophe, said the little creature, resting one arm upon the elbow of her chair, resting her chin upon that hand, and looking vacantly before her. This is not a flowery neighborhood. It's anything but that. And yet as I sit at work, I smell miles of flowers. I smell roses, till I think I see the rose leaves lying in heaps, bushels, on the floor. I smell fallen leaves, till I put down my hand so, and expect to make them rustle. I smell the white and the pink may in the hedges, and all sorts of flowers, that I never was among. For I have seen very few flowers indeed, in my life. Apostrophe, pleasant fancies to have, Jenny dear. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said her friend, with a glance towards Eugene, as if she would have asked him whether they were given the child in compensation for her losses. So I think, Lizzie, when they come to me, and the birds I hear. Oh! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the little creature, holding out her hand and looking upward, how they sing. Apostrophe, apostrophe, there was something in the face and action for the moment, quite inspired and beautiful. Then the chin dropped musingly upon the hand again. I dare say my birds sing better than other birds, and my flowers smell better than other flowers. For when I was a little child, apostrophe, in a tone, as though it were ages ago, the children that I used to see early in the morning were very different from any others that I ever saw. They were not like me. They were not chilled, anxious, ragged, or beaten. They were never in pain. They were not like the children of the neighbors. They never made me tremble all over by setting up shrill noises, and they never mocked me. Such numbers of them too. All in white dresses, and with something shining on the borders, and on their heads, that I have never been able to imitate with my work, though I know it so well. They used to come down in long bright slanting rows, and say all together, who is this in pain? Who is this in pain? When I told them who it was, they answered, come and play with us. When I said, I never play, I can't play, they swept about me, and took me up, and made me light. Then it was all delicious ease and rest till they laid me down, and said, all together, have patience, and we will come again. Whenever they came back, I used to know they were coming, before I saw the long bright rose, by hearing them ask, all together a long way off, who is this in pain? Who is this in pain? And I used to cry out, oh my blessed children, it's poor me. Have pity on me. Take me up, and make me light. Apostrophe, by degrees, as she progressed in this remembrance, the hand was raised, the late ecstatic look returned, and she became quite beautiful. Having so paused for a moment, silent, with a listening smile upon her face, she looked round and recalled herself. What poor fun you think me, don't you, Mr. Rayburn? You may well look tired of me. But it's Saturday night, and I won't detain you. Apostrophe, that is to say, Miss Wren, apostrophe, observed Eugene, quite ready to profit by the hint, you wish me to go? Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, it's Saturday night, apostrophe, she returned, and my child's coming home. and my child is a troublesome bad child, and costs me a world of scolding. I would rather you didn't see my child. Apostrophe, a doll? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Eugene, not understanding, and looking for an explanation. But Lizzie, with her lips only, shaping the two words, her father, apostrophe, he delayed no longer. He took his leave immediately. At the corner of the street he stopped to light another cigar, and possibly to ask himself what he was doing otherwise. If so, the answer was indefinite and vague. Who knows what he is doing, who is careless what he does? A man stumbled against him as he turned away, who mumbled some maudlin apology. Looking after this man, Eugene saw him go in at the door by which he himself had just come out. On the man stumbling into the room, Lizzie rose to leave it. Don't go away, Miss Hexam, apostrophe he said in a submissive manner, speaking thickly and with difficulty. Don't fly from unfortunate man in shattered state of health. Give poor invalid honor of your company. It ain't catching. Apostrophe, Lizzie murmured, that she had something to do in her own room, and went away upstairs. How's my Jenny? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the man, timidly. How's my Jenny Wren, best of children, object dearest affections, broken-hearted invalid? Apostrophe, apostrophe, to which the person of the house, stretching out her arm in an attitude of command, replied with irresponsive asperity. Go along with you. Go along into your corner. Get into your corner directly. Apostrophe, apostrophe, the wretched spectacle made, as if he would have offered some remonstrance, but not venturing to resist the person of the house, thought better of it, and went and sat down on a particular chair of disgrace. OHH! Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the person of the house, pointing her little finger, you bad old boy! OHH, you naughty wicked creature! What do you mean by it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the shaking figure, unnerved and disjointed from head to foot, put out its two hands a little way, as making overtures of peace and reconciliation. Abject tears stood in its eyes, and stained the blotched red of its cheeks. The swollen lead-colored underlip trembled with a shameful whine. The whole indecorous threadbare ruin, from the broken shoes to the prematurely gray scanty hair, groveled. Not with any sense worthy to be called a sense, of this dire reversal of the places of parent and child, but in a pitiful expostulation, to be let off from a scolding. I know your tricks and your manners, apostrophe cried Miss Wren. I know where you've been to. Apostrophe, apostrophe, which indeed it did not require discernment to discover. Oh, you disgraceful old chap. Apostrophe, the very breathing of the figure was contemptible, as it labored and rattled in that operation, like a blundering clock. Slave, 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 from morning to night, apostrophe pursued the person of the house, and all for this. What do you mean by it? Apostrophe, there was something in that emphasized what, apostrophe which absurdly frightened the figure. As often as the person of the house worked her way round to it, even as soon as he saw that it was coming he collapsed in an extra degree. I wish you had been taken up, and locked up, apostrophe said the person of the house. I wish you had been poked in two cells and black holes, and run over by rats and spiders and beetles. I know their tricks and their manners, and they'd have tickled you nicely. Ain't you ashamed of yourself? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, my dear, apostrophe stammered the father. Then, apostrophe said the person of the house, terrifying him by a grand muster of her spirits and forces, before recurring to the emphatic word, what do you mean by it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, circumstances over which had no control, apostrophe was the miserable creature's plea in extenuation. I'll circumstance you, and control you too, apostrophe retorted the person of the house, speaking with vehement sharpness, if you talk in that way. I'll give you in charge to the police, and have you fined 5 shillings when you can't pay, and then I won't pay the money for you, and you'll be transported for life. How should you like to be transported for life? apostrophe, shouldn't like it. Poor shattered invalid. Trouble nobody long, apostrophe cried the wretched figure. Come, come. Apostrophe said the person of the house, tapping the table near her in a businesslike manner, and shaking her head and her chin. You know what you've got to do. Put down your money this instant. Apostrophe, the obedient figure began to rummage in its pockets. Spend a fortune out of your wages, I'll be bound. Apostrophe said the person of the house. Put it here. All you've got left. Every farthing. Apostrophe, such a business as he made of collecting it from his dog's eared pockets, of expecting it in this pocket, and not finding it, of not expecting it in that pocket, and passing it over, of finding no pocket, where that other pocket ought to be. Is this all? Apostrophe demanded the person of the house, when a confused heap of pence and shillings lay on the table. Got no more, apostrophe was the rueful answer, with an accordant shake of the head. Let me make sure. You know what you've got to do. Turn all your pockets inside out, and leave 'em so. Apostrophe cried the person of the house. He obeyed. And if anything could have made him look more abject, or more dismally ridiculous than before, it would have been his so displaying himself. Here's but 7 and 8 pence halfpenny. Apostrophe exclaimed Miss Wren, after reducing the heap to order. Oh, you prodigal old son! Now you shall be starved. Apostrophe, no, don't starve me, apostrophe he urged, whimpering. If you were treated as you ought to be, apostrophe said Miss Wren, you'd be fed upon the skewers of cat's meat, only the skewers, after the cats had had the meat. As it is, go to bed. Apostrophe, when he stumbled out of the corner to comply, he again put out both his hands, and pleaded. Circumstances over which no control, apostrophe, get along with you to bed. Apostrophe cried Miss Wren, snapping him up. Don't speak to me. I'm not going to forgive you. Go to bed this moment. Apostrophe, seeing another emphatic what upon its way, he evaded it by complying, and was heard to shuffle heavily upstairs, and shut his door, and throw himself on his bed. Within a little while afterwards, Lizzie came down. Shall we have our supper, Jenny dear? Apostrophe, ah. Bless us and save us, we need have something to keep us going, apostrophe returned Miss Jenny, shrugging her shoulders. Lizzie laid a cloth upon the little bench, more handy for the person of the house than an ordinary table, and put upon it such plain fare as they were accustomed to have, and drew up a stool for herself. Now for supper. What are you thinking of, Jenny darling? Apostrophe, I was thinking, apostrophe she returned, coming out of a deep study, what I would do to him, if he should turn out a drunkard. Apostrophe, oh, but he won't, apostrophe said Lizzie. He will take care of that, beforehand. Apostrophe, I shall try to take care of it beforehand, but he might deceive me. Oh, my dear, all those fellows with their tricks and their manners do deceive. Apostrophe with the little fist in full action. And if so, I tell you what I think I'd do. When he was asleep, I'd make a spoon red hot, and I'd have some boiling liquor bubbling in a saucepan, and I'd take it out hissing, and I'd open his mouth with the other hand, or perhaps he'd sleep with his mouth ready open, and I'd pour it down his throat, and blister it and choke him. Apostrophe, I am sure you would do no such horrible thing, apostrophe said Lizzie. Shouldn't I? Well, perhaps I shouldn't. But I should like to. Apostrophe, I am equally sure you would not. Apostrophe, not even like to? Well, you generally know best. Only you haven't always lived among it as I have lived and your back isn't bad, and your legs are not queer. Apostrophe, as they went on with their supper, Lizzie tried to bring her round to that prettier and better state. But, the charm was broken. The person of the house, was the person of a house full of sordid shames and cares, with an upper room in which that abased figure was infecting even innocent sleep with sensual brutality and degradation. The doll's dressmaker had become a little quaint shrew, of the world, worldly, of the earth, earthy. Poor doll's dressmaker. How often so dragged down by hands that should have raised her up, how often so misdirected, when losing her way on the eternal road, and asking guidance. Poor, poor little doll's dressmaker. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.